Yes, Adelaide United have kept their hopes alive of playing finals. A terrific victory over in the West, 4-2. One of the men that made it happen is their striker, Zach Clough. G'day, Zach.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Hey, mate, that was a really incredible game. They score the first two, and then we come back and score four goals. But it was a really hot contest, and I mean hot in the way it was played, but also conditions. That was nasty.
Yeah, the conditions were extremely tough to play in. It was, I think it was about 36 degrees, and the sun was beaming down at kickoff at 3 p.m. over there. Oh. So, yeah, it was really tough. But, yeah, the 3 points is all that mattered at this stage of the year. And to keep our hopes alive, we keep going now with 4 games to go. And we stay confident and hopefully we can put some more wins together.
Well, you did that really well. I know that there was 4 drink breaks then scheduled. And I think that the first one probably helped us just gather our thoughts a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I think the first drinks break, I think it was still 0-0 actually. And then as soon as we went back out after the drinks break, I think we conceded a goal and then another one went in straight after that. But it felt like on the pitch we still felt like we could get a result there. We still in possession, we were creating good opportunities and we felt like we was going to score every time we went forward. And that helps when you got Nesta, Steph, Hiroshi and myself. I think we've been linking up quite well in the last few weeks and the results have picked up.
Looked fantastic. What I loved about Nestri's game was he was basically the assistant and he made some really unselfish decisions to get the ball across into better positions.
Yeah, and I think throughout the year, I think you can see now his decision-making has improved so much from the start of the year, and he's still only 18 and he's a really exciting prospect. And with his decision-making improving, it'll only mean he'll get better and more assists and more goals are going to come for him.
Zach, what triggers have we pulled to be this attacking? What have we done? We've obviously clearly found our best 11. I know we had some changes throughout the season, but the chemistry and the link and the connection, oh, God, it's a pleasure to watch at the moment. Where's it been?
Yeah, I know. We've had a frustrating middle of the... We had some tough games to be fair. I think we went away to some tough teams and we nearly ground out results, and I think if we could have got maybe 10 more points, we'd be in a great position now, and I think we probably could have throughout the year. We've probably dropped some silly points along the way. We probably lacked the consistency with the team selection because of injuries and people missing for other reasons, but yeah, I think right now we're in a good position. We're in good shape and confident going into the last 4 games.
Well, Central Coast have only won 1 of their last 5. Wellington only 2 of their last 5. Melbourne 1 of their last 5. I mean, sides would be quivering in their boots if we could sneak in, because we could do some bloody damage with that firepower, Zach, up front.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think we have to be confident. We need to keep building each week now, and who knows, if we can sneak in, then I'm sure we could cause a few upsets.
Hey, loved your goal, but gee, you nearly curled another one in after that. Mate, you're striking it well.
Yeah, I felt a bit confident after I put the first one in, so I thought I'd try my luck a couple of minutes later, and it was really close. But yeah, unfortunately, it hit the wrong side of the bar, and it just bounced out.
Yeah, it was a fair old shot. I've loved Hiroshi this year. I just reckon he always gives us a different look up front. You know, we love setting it up on the top of his scone and he whacks it in. But all his goals were by foot this time, and I thought very impressive as well.
Yeah, he's a brilliant striker to play with. I think he's into double figures for the year now. He's very clever. He's just a clever footballer to play with, and he always will score goals. So, yeah, he's great for me to play with, because if I put balls into the box, I know he's going to be there or thereabouts to put it in the net.
I've had a look at the next 4 games. It's MacArthur home, Western United, who at 11th position. You've got then the top team, Central Coast away, and Brisbane. There's enough points there, Zach. I've worked it out on my calculator. There's enough points there to get us in, I reckon.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're right, mate. And we can go into each game now and be confident and try and win every game. And I think that'll put us in a good position.
Now, young Zach, I can say you're young, Zach, because you're under 30. Are we going to keep you? I mean, where are you at with your contract?
I signed a new contract a couple of months ago, so I'm here for quite a long time now. 2 more years at least.
Brilliant.
I think I'll be sticking around. It's a great city to be in, a great club to play for.
Did you get amongst the AFL Footy Festival? Have you got an AFL team yet, Zach? Are you too busy with your club?
I like to watch the Crows. Not at a great start, but I watched the game on Thursday night, and then unfortunately we was away, so I didn't really get to see much of the festival. But I like to watch the Crows. I'm getting into it a bit more now.
Hey, Jimmy.
The conditions were a lot better than they were in Perth, that's for sure. So,
well done, mate.
Hey, mate, all the best. This Friday night, our last home game, Friday the 12th of April. So give the fans at Cooper Stadium an absolute ripper.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Good work, mate. It's one of our key forwards in Zach Clough.